The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in the Sechet Menachot is Daf Kuf Hei. And we're holding at the two dots, about one third of the way down. So the Mishnah says, and it's kedai, I think, for us to look in the Mishnah because it doesn't really bring, as usual, doesn't bring what needs to be brought here. So on the third line of the Mishnah, it says, if a person uses lashon of mincha, lashon yachid, or min mincha, which is also lashon yachid, yavi achat, he can bring one of the minachot. But if he says lashon rabim minachot, or min minachot, then yavishtayim, he has to bring two minachot. Now, there's a lot of issues over here because we've only discussed the word minachot or mincha, the lashon rabim. We haven't discussed what would be if he used the word min, the lashon rabim. Furthermore, it isn't clear whether he brings two minachot, meaning of one min, or two out of the five types of minachot. Now, obviously, when you're stressing the lashon rabim in the min part, then you're talking about multiple types. If you're stressing lashon rabim in the mincha part, then you're stressing multiple minachot. Since you use the lashon yachid, it suggests that min minachot would mean a number of a single type of mincha, but not, let's say, one mincha machavat and one mincha marcheshet. These are all the issues that the Gemara wants to clarify today. Boy, Rav Papa. And so we start off gently with simply questioning what the din would be about utilizing the lashon rabim in the word min as opposed to the word mincha. So how about if you said minei mincha, what would be the din? Do we say that given the amar minei, so then that itself is lashon rabim, and it would be tar teka amar, he's clearly telling you two. And then when he says minei mincha, mincha is just the name, it's a generic name for all the minachot. That just means types of mincha from the class called mincha. Because after all, kula minachot nami mincha mikariyam, we definitely find that the Torah refers to the types of minachot in general as mincha. It's a first pasuk. V'zot Torat ha-mincha, and then it lists all these five types. The solet, the machavat, the marcheshet, the mafet tanur of both types. So, and it called it ha-mincha. So that doesn't bother me. So minei would therefore mean multiple types, perhaps, or multiple examples. Odilma, or do we say that his insistence on using the singular for mincha was simply saying, I'd like to bring of the types, minei mincha, but only one. And that's all he meant when he said minei mincha was minei mincha. I want to have my choice open to bring one of the types of minachot, chada mincha, alive. Because otherwise he should have used a lashon rabim throughout. Well, can't we bring a raya from the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah said, Tashma, it said, mincha or min mincha, yavi achat. That seems to be stressing that he had to use lashon yachid, both on the word min and on the mincha. Mashma had he said minei mincha, that it would have meant shtayim. That definitely isn't true, because if you take a look at the continuation, you'll come out with the opposite diuk, obviously. Therefore, that can't be the point of the Mishnah. Because then ema seifa. If you said minachot or min minachot, yavishtayim, which is mashma only if you doubled, meaning you used the lashon rabim in the mincha part. But if you would have said minei, meaning double lashon of min, but mincha, then it would mean only one. So that's the opposite indication. So clearly that's not what the Mishnah is coming to address. Mihal lekal mishma mina. This cannot be the proper diuk in the Mishnah. Okay, let's try something else. Tashma. Min minachot alai, yavi shtei minachot min minachat. Here it says that if a person says min minachot, then he has to bring two minachot, but only of one min. Now you see we're getting into the complexity of whether the lashon is meant to be multiple types or multiple units. And here's where we're going to start making those the yukim. And of course, we do it the way we usually do it. We pretend that we didn't notice, that there's a difference between types and units, then we use that difference to explain why we can't make this the diyuk and try to come closer to what it is that we're asking. So, min menachot alai. What does he do? He brings two menachot of min echad. Mashma, that had he said minei mincha, he would only bring chada. Well, why is that? What it's mashma? Maybe if he would have said minei mincha, he would have had to bring two menachot from two minim. Huh? So now that's another alternative, which you didn't really raise before. But that's not true, because halotani hachi. It says, min menachot alai, maybe shtei menachot mi min echad. Minei menachot alai, maybe shtei menachot mi shnei minim. Now note that the only way that you need to bring two examples, one from two different, one from each type, in other words, out of the five, two out of the five, is only where you use Lashon Rabbim on the word types of minachot. Mashbet, he would have said, types of mincha, that then you still wouldn't have had to bring two. So we can't say that it would have implied what you said, because here it says only if you said minachot. But had you say mine mincha, then you would have only brought one. No, because there's another issue that we need to take into consideration. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Shimon. That's the problem. You see, there's another issue. Is there a mincha that consists of minim? That's the issue. If there's an option that mine mincha might mean a mincha that has various minim in it, and that is true, but only according to one man, the Omar, and that's really Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon was the one who said that a mincha ma'afet tanur can consist of mechza chalot and mechza rekikin. So if that would be the case, if this is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, the Omar mechza chalot u'mechza rekikin yavi, then the meaning of the word mine mincha would be mincha dipe tre mine. And maybe in order to avoid that connotation, the Braita over here didn't discuss that option. But enochinami, according to the Rabbanan, who say that there's no such thing as mine mincha, as mechza chalot and mechza rekikin lo yami, then maybe indeed, maybe shtei menachot bin shnei minim. So we certainly cannot use this as a proof absolute, because we have to first make certain that it isn't taken into consideration yet a third option. So what are the three options? Many units, many examples, or a mincha of many. Those are three options. Now, that means we would have to clarify what the Lashon would be, depending on the Shita. So it is possible that Libra the Chachomim will hold that we don't have to worry about this third option, then in Achinami, once you use the word types of Mincha, and types of Mincha would be at least one from one type and one from another type. Pirashti ve'eni yodea ma pirashti yavi chamishtan. Now the Mishnah says, if you're not certain, then you bring five. Now, this brings us right back, of course, to the issue that we just discussed. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's six options. It's lovely how they did this. So around the back door, we suddenly opened up the problem of how come it says five. So Mantana, who is the author of that, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, well, it can't be like Rabbi Shimon. Because I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Since he says Mechza Chalot, Mechza Rekikin is an option, and he can be Mevi, I mean, forget about it, you know. That's Rabbi Shimon, who says it only gives you one additional option, half and half. But, I mean, it gets really bad if you're like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Kolam anachot bot eser. Certainly, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, who says, Kolam anachot bot shtem esrei. And you have multiple options, which is a machlok, does that be half and half? Or can it be any combination? Well, then if we take into consideration all of the permutations, then you've got, besides the three basics, the solid, machavat, and marcheshet, you have an additional 11 possible permutations of how many chalot and how many rikikin. Because you could do the half and half, and you could do the four and six, and in both directions, obviously. Anyway, you come out with 11 equals 14. Sikhalis v'gibar v'asar minachot. So, I mean, we have not yet begun to fight here in the Mishnah. Abaya says, no, that is not really an additional complication, because the truth is, you don't have to add anything. You just have to account for it. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon's own shita is that where you have a problem, and don't know what it is, that you are chayev, you can make a condition of what it is that you're doing. Now, the classic case of Rabbi Shimon, where he says this, is an extremely complex case where a person is misupak with three different sfikot. He's not sure if he's a nazir tor or a nazir tamei, and he's not sure if he's a mitzara muchlat. So what is it? That's three. Tamei, tor, muchlat.
He may not be a nazir at all.
No, he's a nazir. He's just not sure if he's a nazir tor or a nazir tor. In any event, what does he have to do in such a case? He's got a big problem. He can't do the tiglachat of a mitzera misafik in the middle of what may be his naziris. So even though he finished his 30 days and he brought his korbanos, but maybe that was only good for the nazir tamei. Maybe he had to start over again. And now he's in the middle of another 30 days. So he can't do a tiglachas because his tiglachas was only a safik. And then at the end of the 60 days, 7 days later, where he's going to be doing his second tiglachas, of the mitzera, but now he's not sure whether he's supposed to be bringing an asham. Is that an asham mitzera? Is it an asham nazir? Maybe he's not chay b'chlam. Maybe he never became tamei. So he's really got tzeres over here. So Rabbi Shimon said over there, you make a t'nai that if I'm chayev, then this is my asham for this. If I'm chayev, that's my asham. It's not. It's a shlomi. And if the requires the luk shemen for the mitzera, then this is a luk. If not, it's an adav, and so on and so forth. But in any event, that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't have a problem of making tna'im. If we don't have a problem of making tna'im, then you haven't added really any complexity except words. Because you're saying you'll have to bring 14 different menachot? No. You bring the same five, but you just make a tna'im. And you say, look, if I had said that I'm going to be bringing a mechta chalas, mechta rikikin, then 5 out of the 10 rikikin that is here and 5 out of the 10 chalas that are here are my karmen. And the other 5 and 5 is an adav of mechzer chalas mechzer rikikin. If I had said 4 chalas and 6 rikikin, etc., etc. So then the inverse is my adav. And you just keep doing that. But you don't have to add a single additional korban. You just have to make sure you cover everything with your words. So why would the Mishnah? That's all the Mishnah is interested in. There's 5 things you got to bring. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And that would be true even afil Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, says Abaye, afil tamer Rabbi Shimon, since Shabina Leila Rabbi Shimon, that you bring a carbon, you can make it tonight. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, in the case of the 60th day of the Suffolk Nazir, Tomei Suffolk Nazir Torah, Suffolk with Sarah Mukhla. So over there, what does he do? He brings the Asham, and he brings a Luk Shemen. And he says like this, look, if I'm a Mitzaira, so this is the Asham Mitzaira, and this is the Luk. If not, then this asham is shalmei nedava. Then the asham, because it comes from the same species, be shalmei nedava, you can't bring it as a todah. And that's going to cause us problems for a simple reason. An asham is only eaten liyom echad, and a shalmei is eaten lishna yomi v'layla b'neyan. Normally the din is that ein mevim kadashim lebet apsu, which is the reason that chachamim say you can't do this, because you're only going to be able to eat that shalmei for one day, because maybe it's not a shalmei. Maybe it's an asham. So you'll tie it, so make it into a carbon tater, and then the carbon tater is also uneaten for one day. So the Gemara over there explains that there'd be no way to make it a carbon tater, because you wouldn't be able to make it tonight on the lechem, because you don't have options for the lechem. So what are you going to do with the lechem? So that doesn't help you. Okay. So in any event, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's okay. And therefore, oto asham, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to treat that asham with all of the chumras of a shlamim. And therefore, it's going to need everything. So it has to be shechta b'tzafen, because maybe it's an asham. And if he's a b'tzera, it needs matan b'honot. So you're supposed to use the dam for the b'honot. It still needs smicha, because of the shlomim, nisachim, and tzuvah schaz v'shok, because it's a shlomim. On the other hand, maybe it needs zichrei kahuna, because it might be an asham. The shlomim can be eaten by anybody. And it still needs to be limited to yom v'layla, because an asham is kachi kachi. And even though, continues Abaye, and I know what you're going to tell me, and you're going to tell me, now listen here, Abaye, Rabbah said, as you know, you're a Rebbe, See, even though Rabba said himself and said, nah, you can't say this, back in Zvachim, he said that Eimel Yomer Rabbi Shimon Mati Amatne. When did Rabbi Shimon say that you can bring a carbon and make it tonight even like a tefila? Dafka, in a case like this, where you've got somebody whose life is really a mess, because now he'll never be able to be Tahar if he can't make this tonight. Because what's he going to do? He's not going to be able to get out of his suffix aras. So therefore, for that purpose, in order to be matir someone, there Rabbi Shimon says, don't worry about maybe kachim lebeit apsul. It's more important that we work out a solution for this guy. But in another case where it isn't important to be matir somebody, he doesn't allow you to make these kind of tznoyim. So avobiyam, in a normal case, it's only b'diavad, not lechatchila. So you'll say, well, our case is only b'diavad. Yeah. But our case doesn't have any complicating factor. The only thing that made it b'diavad was that en mevim kadashim lebeit apsul. So if you're going to be treating a shlomim like an asham, you got problems. But if you're treating a minchas machavas, minchas ma'afei tanur rekikin, like a mincha ma'afei tanur chalot, who cares? So you make whatever tanaim you want. Well, you could do this in chatchila. So let's see that inside. So where do we say, even though he said that it's dafka, lechatchila dafka, which is the kune gavra, but the alma in a normal case, it's only the abadin, lechatchila lo. That's only because that case was referring to a tanai that was being made on a shlomim to treat it like an asham. So anim ilagabi shlomim, because then you're going to be memayit in the zman of the achila, the shlomim. Because there you're bringing kachim lebeit apsul. But in our case of the minachot, points out Abaye, even Rabba would have been perfectly happy to say that Rabbi Shimon would have allowed you to make this tanai, lichatchila, without any further ado. And therefore there's absolutely no reason not to say that the Mishnah is going on leave it Rabbi Shimon. And it's five, because all you need is five. Amalei Rav Papa l'Abaye. I don't understand how it is in practical terms. You're going to be able, it's all very nice to make a tanai, but how are you going to be able to be Yetzir Yer Chiev? Because remember, L'Rebbe Shimon, Yomer Mechza Chalak Mechza Rekikin Yavi. Okay, then there's a specific mincha that is brought from Mechza Chalak Mechza Rekikin. If you're going to make that mincha, it has to be made from the Isarain that you're giving for that mincha. You can't take two Esronot, make two separate minachot, and now say, well, I'll put them together arbitrarily, half an Isarain from that, half an Isarain from that, and make one mincha out of it from two different Esronot. But that's what you're saying to do, because when you end up making a tanai, there's no way to avoid that problem. So what good is it? So Rabbi Shimon Yomer Mechza Chalot Mechza Rekikin Yavi. I mean, in the end, he's combining an Isaron Echad from two separate Esronot. He's combining his Shemen Lug Echad from two separate Lugin. How do you do that? Says Abaye, what's the problem in doing that? Rabbi Shimon actually happens to hold that that's okay. So because Hashem Yilei Rabbi Shimon says, he may be Isaron Echad Mishnei Esronot or Lug Echad Mishnei Lugin, he would be Yotze. So that's not a problem. Okay, fine. It's not a problem in what he brings. But how's he going to do kmitza? Because when you're doing kmitza, you're doing kmitza from the mincha that you're chayav to bring. Now, if the guy is chayav in kol the mincha chalos, or kol a mincha rikitin, so then, of course, we do petita, to break it up into little pieces. When you do the kmitza, you can't do the kmitza of the rikitin if you're going to be bringing chalos. You can't do kmitza on the chalos if you're going to be bringing rikitin. Kmitza has to be from the mincha that you're bringing. So it's all very nice to say, if it would be a minchas kohanim, and the whole thing is going to be put on the mizbeach, I could understand that then there's no problem, you're not going to be doing a kmitza. Great. So one way or the other, you're a yotze. And we'll put it together as is required. But if you have to do kmitza, there's no physical way to achieve the kmitza. So what are you going to do about it? Because after all, mikvatz echli mikamtsin. How are you going to do a kmitza? Why not? You can't be mekamitz because he's going to be ruining his kmitza, right? No, why? Why can't he make a kmitza and make a kmitza on chalot alone, make a kmitza on rikikin alone? And then he will say also a tonight. So Matneva Omar, Ichalot Lechudayu, Urikikin Lechudayu. So then I hereby do announce that whatever I was kremitz from Chalot are completely for the Chalot. Whatever I was kremitz on the Rikikin should be completely on the Rikikin. And how about if it's Mechza Rikikin and Mechza Chalot? If that's what I had said, meaning that's what I was mechayev myself, see, Mechza Rikikin or Mechza Chalot Amri, so then what I have in mind when I'm doing my Kvitzana from the Chalos is for the half of the Chalos, and for the other mincha that, of course, included Mechza Rikikin, but when I'm being kremitz from the Rikikin, should go on the Mechza Rikikin, which, of course, included Mechza Chalos. And therefore, it would be the equivalent of a complete kmitza from both. Says the Gemara, it may be the equivalent in terms of its tanai, but the problem is that you are mechuyev to take out a komet from chalas and rikikin. So how can you say, I took for the chalas on the mixture of the chalas and the rikikin? Where do I have a single komet of chalas and rikikin for the mincha of chalas and rikikin? There is no single komet. Don't I have to do a komet from... I understand the contents of the komet. You could tell me it can be nechshav, as if here is the komet, chalas and rikikin. See? We put it together. Maybe, but I never physically did an act of being kremitz from chalas and rikikin. The problem is that kmitza is an act. Where is the act of kmitza? So don't I have to do an act of kmitza, a single kmitza from chalot and rikikin? And here you never did that? You're basically being kremitz separately from the chalas on the rikikin and from the rikikin on the chalas. Which is, of course, why he said it that strange way. I'm bringing this for the chalas and the rikikin. Of course, because he recognizes there's a single mincha of chalas and rikikin. You can't treat them separately. But if you recognize yourself that you can't treat them separately, how did you manage the physical kmitza if the physical kmitza is absolutely, unavoidably, from a mixture of chalas and rikikin? I don't see how you're addressing that. Uh-huh. Well, it also happens to work out just fine. Because remember, Rabbi Shimon Shita was that if a guy made a mincha that was partial chalas and partial rikikin, and he does the kmitza of the mixture of the petitin of the chalas and the rikikin, and hiding in that mixture was Maxwell's demon, so that it came up in his hand all chalas, it came up in his hand all rikikin. That's okay. It would be yotze. See. So, if he was kamatz va'ola v'yoda mi'echad ashneim yatsa, as long as l'maisa, there was such a mincha. So you're creating such a mincha with your tanai. So you're saying, but it turned out that I had, so, turned out that you had all of one time. Okay. So what does that show? That the act of kmitza really does not have to be done on both the chalas and the rikikin. So that's what you did over here. I mean, obviously it wasn't statistically over here, but you ended up doing a kmitza, and the act of the kmitza would be fine even if it was entirely of one type, and therefore would be okay. All right, fine. So now you've told me it would be okay, but it would only be okay vis-a-vis the solet part. What are you going to do about the shemen part? And I'll tell you why you've got a problem. Because you have to treat the chalas and rikikin differently. Remember that the whole point of the rikikin is that they require the meshicha with the X, the chiyavanit. And the remainder, after doing the meshicha, is poured back into the chalas. But the problem is, if it hadn't been a mixture of rikikin and chalas, then whatever would have been left would have been called the mot hashemen and would have been given to kohen. So now, what are you going to do now? You're going to make it tonight, but you're not going to know what to do. Do you pour this into the chalas, which you wouldn't do normally, or do you give it to the kohen? Because you don't know whether this is a mechza chalas and mechza rikikin, or whether it's a straightforward rikikin.
If it was like 9-1, then you just do it.
Yeah, well, we're simplifying here for Rabbi Shimon's basic sheet, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So, im mechza chalas and mechza rikikin, says it's voika mot shemen. Because, why do I say it's a problem? Because if it's Mechzachal, it's a Mechzarechikin, and that's what Omar, that's what he had been said. So then what would have been the case? The Motar Shemen, after doing the Meshicha on the Rikikin, would have had to be put back into the chalot. But if the neder had originally been kula rekikin omar, then the din would have been that the mota hashemen would have been ne'echal lekohanim. Ah, well, this also works out perfectly well according to Rabbi Shimon, you see, because what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, aliba to Rabbi Shimon, was, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, what you do is, you do the Mashiach on the Rikikin, like a chi yivanit, which is an X, and then the remainder, even if it was Rikikin, would be ne'echal lekohanim. So even if it was Bechtzer Rikikin, Bechtzer Chalos, here she does the same thing as if it's Kula Rikikin. And therefore, you don't run into any trouble at all, says Abaye, if you go out leave it to Rabbi Shimon. You can make a t'nai on the carbon. You can combine an isarin from two separate esronot. You can make a t'nai on two separate acts of kmitza. You don't need a single act of kmitza that contains both chalos and rekikin. You don't have to worry about the shemen because of the fact that in any event it's b'chuluk to the kohanim. And therefore, what's your problem? Keep it simple. Omalei Rav Kana Rav Ashi, but wait. Forget about the Rabbi Shimon complication. Anyway, we've got another mincha that we have to worry about. Didn't we say that minchat nisachim is also an option? Because we introduced this whole question now. What do you do if somebody's menadeh of the yayin or the minchas nisachim, machlokes with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, with which we began the parak, about whether you're able to bring the Shemit separately. But certainly, we said, b'divrei shneim labadnu, that a person can be no day of Milchas Nisachim every day. Therefore, as Rav Kana Rav Ashi, but ha'yikol esfukim v'minchat nisachim, d'yom ha'rava mitna deva da minchat nisachim b'chol yom. Well, there's five reasons why I don't have to worry about that. If you'd like a simon, I'll give you a simon. A yachid can come because of a little bit of lavona into a logia and then be commented. So here's my five reasons. And you'll recall that the Torah gave you five options for a standard minadev. And we asked that. What about the fact that it says five? And we said that there's a difference between somebody who defines his denava as consisting of a minchat nesachim or someone who just says stam. First of all, when a person is thinking of bringing in a dava, ba'a biglal yachid, his mind is, what are the options for an individual? He doesn't think about things that are achiv on the entire tzibur. The tzibur doesn't bring any of those menachot. The tzibur does bring the minchat nesachim with its normal korbanos. So he's not thinking about that, okay? So biglal tzibur lo mistapkele. That's A. B, kika mistapkele ba'a biglal atzma. What's the guy thinking of? He's thinking of the type of mincha that comes because he wants to bring a mincha. He's not thinking about the type of mincha that comes because he's bringing a shlomi. Oh, yes, of course, I could bring the kind of mincha that I bring if I bring a shlomi. But that's not the way he's thinking. So he's thinking, ba'abiglal zevach lo mistapkale. I want something that stands on its own, not that is normally brought together with a korban. C, kiko mistapkale. He's thinking a mincha, gishmak, a little bit of Lavona over there, nice Reach Nichoach. I mean, he's going to bring a Minchat Nesachim Sheinatu Na Lavona. Lo Mistavkele. That's not what a person normally thinks of, okay? D. Kika Mistavkele Ba'a Belog. Ba'a B'Shlosha Lugin Lo Mistavkele. The guy, once again, is keeping it simple. I mean, a Mincha means any song with a Luk Shemen, you know. I mean, once you start getting into the Minchat Nesachim with the whole business of the Oy, Ba'avoy, I'm not getting into this. So three lugin is not being mistapik. E, kika mistapik leituna kmitza. Mincha means I want the askarata and the mizbeach with my, you know, I want to be remembered up there. They should bring my komets. I mean, there's no kmitza on a minchat nesachim. So sheina tuna kmitza, loka mistapkali. Therefore, the Mishnah is not taking into consideration a sixth option of a minchat nesachim. Because in order to be chayav in that option, as we saw earlier, you have to make it completely clear that that is your intent. Otherwise, it's not the first thing that we say, don't we have to worry, maybe he was mefarish? Why would that be? What is mefarish? Obviously, we took into consideration the fact that it needed pirish. Because, I mean, after all, the guy said, I did say something. But what we're coming to explain over here is, Why not think if he said something, maybe he's really messed up? Because that's not the thing that we would expect a person would say. That's the point. So we're giving you five reasons for why we are pretty darn sure that that isn't what he said. And therefore, we don't really have a sixth option.
Does this correlate to the 60 sin that we say that that's all? That's
yeah, that maybe he said, like, I'll bring 60, two menachos in 100. Yeah, exactly. Mincha, min mincha, it's a bairav papa. How about mine mincha, where the plural is in the min, ma? Do we say, given of a mine, he means tarte. So when he says mincha, what he's referring to is the class, kulu menachos. It's also called mincha mekari, and the theme is otarat ha mincha. Oh, Dilma, given the omar mincha, bottom line is, chod ha mincha ka omar. Why did he mean mine? He meant, I mean, mine mincha, min mi mine ha mincha. That's the point. That's chod ha mincha alike. Tashma. Mincha, min mincha, yavi achat. Or doesn't that tell you that had he said mine mincha would be shtayim? Does it? So, ima seifa. Minachot, min minachot, yavishtayim. Doesn't that tell me minay mincha would be chora? So clearly mi'alek alamishma mina. So how about from here? Toshma, min minachot, Allah yavishtayim minachot b'minachat. Ha, miminay mincha, that would still be chora. No, maybe minay mincha would be shtay minachot b'shnei minim. Ah, but lo taniachi. Min minachot, Allah maybe shtay minachot, mi minachat, mine minachot, both of them being plural, alai, then and only then, maybe shtei minachot b'shnei minim. Okay? Doesn't that tell you if you would have just said mine mincha, choda? Ah, but that's because maybe there's a third possibility. Dilma amani Rabbi Shimoni, dilma mechta chalot mechta rekikin yavi, and therefore when a guy says mine mincha, what he means is a mincha that consists of multiple minim. But maybe I'll leave it to Rabbanan to hold there's no such thing as mechza chalos mechza rakikin. Lo yavis, and then maybe shtei menachot mishtei minim. Pirashti, when you're there, ma pirashti, yavich hamishtan. Now, who is the Tana that says there's only five? Om Rabbi Yemen, look at Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's six. He says mechza chalos mechza rakikin yavi. Or, could get a lot worse than that. I mean, because if he also agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who says, and we've got options of any combination, 4 and 6 and 3 and 7 and so on. So now we've got a total of 11 variations of Mincha Ma'afet Tanur. Put that together with Solet Marchavat and Marcheshet, you end up with a suffix of 14 different Minachot. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon. Abaye says, of course it can. Afilo Temi Rabbi Shimon, remember Shaminele Rabbi Shimon, Diomer Maiti Omatnei. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer L'Mochorat of the 60th day. He brings his Asham Lugo Imo V'Omer. Im Itzorahu Zeh Asham Ozeh Lugo Im Lav. This isn't an Asham. I hear by Dabdi Shlomim. A Shamin Adava. Of course, we'll have to go and handle every possible angle. So that Asham Shlomim thing, anyway, requires Shkita B'Tzofan, Matan Bahonot, Smicha, Nesachim, Tuvas Chaz V'Shok, Nechala Zichre Kuhuna, Leon V'Layla, and, I mean, Lamaisa, even though Rabbah was Mafrik B'Shkita Skochim, he said in Zvachim, now wait a minute, Eimad Amir B'Shimen, Maite Amatne, L'Chatchila is only in cases where it's Nogea, Tikune Gavra. I mean, this is not the case of Tikune Gavra. Be Alma, it's only B'Di'avad, not L'Chatchila, and the Mishnah seems to be saying L'Chatchila, excuse me, but that was only in that case where you're getting involved in a shlomim jazz because you're being mamayat the achil of the kachim, and now you're bringing kachim by tapsua. But when you're dealing with varied minachot, they all have exactly the same din. What's the problem? Even with chatchila, you should be able to be mayati umatne. Omalei Rav Papa l'Rabaye, ul Rabbi Shimon, domer mechza chalos mechza rekikin yavi. But you don't have a single mincha over here because you're being mayati. Yisoron Echad, by putting together two separate Yisoronot, you're bringing a Lugachat Shemen, putting together two Lugin, so, Shamin Le Rebbe Shemen. The Omar Imevi Yisoron Echad Mishnei Yisoronot, or Lugachat Mishnei Lugin, you would be Yotze. So, okay, but Mikvah Tzechi comments. Why not? Matni Va'omar, Yichalot Lechudayu Rekikin Lechudayu, so then, if that's what I had been armed, so then Kakamitza Michalot is for the Mincha of Chalot, Now, if what I said was mechzer kikin or mechzer chalot amri, so then what I've been kemish from the chalot is going on the mechzer chalot of the mechzer kikin, and what I've been kemish from the kikin is going on the mechzer kikin of the mechzer chalot. Well, how does that help you? Don't you have to do a single kmitza from a mixture of the chalos or rekikin? And here he's being kometz chalos on the rekikin and rekikin on the chalos. Ah, but this is also good. I'll leave Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says, im kamatz v'alabi adomi achad ashneim, anyway would be yotze. But what are you going to do about the Moser Shemen? If it's mechze chalos and mechze rekikin, that's what he had said. So then the din would have been that the motar shemen would have had to be poured back into the chalot. But if it was all rekikin, then the motar shemen, after doing the mashiach of the chi, would be given to the kohanim. Ah, but you see, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda explains that Rabbi Shimon holds the Tanya, Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon, moshkan kemin chi, umotar shemen nechal lechohanim. Everything works out just fine. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rifkanel Rav Ashi, isn't there also a sixth possibility? Namely, that Ikal Sfuki, I mean, once he's being Mefarish, maybe it was Mefarish in Minchat Nesachim? Doesn't Rava say, Nadev Adam, Minchat Nesachim B'chol Yom? Yeah, but Kika Mesapkele, Bo'a Beglal Yachid, I mean, he's not thinking in terms of Bo'a Beglal Tzibur, Lo Mesapkele. Furthermore, Kika Mesapkele, Bo'a Beglal Atzma, See, kika mistavkle tuna tluvona. It's not even tuna tluvona. Why would he want that? D, kika mistavkle ba belog. Why? He's going to get started in getting involved in Michat Sasachim. Bishlo shalugin, not lo mistavkle. And E, kika mistavkle tuna kmitsa. Shena tuna kmitsa. Lo kamistavkle. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding on Daf Kuf Hey Omud Aleph at the two dots. Mincha, min ha mincha. So the Mishnah said that somebody who uses the lashon of a mincha alai, or min ha mincha, type of mincha, brings a single mincha. Boy Rav Papa, minei mincha. Now, suppose the man had said, but appears to mean types of minachas. Does he mean? I didn't say minachot. Right. I said mincha. So I mean, what exactly do you mean a mincha of any type? I mean, what exactly? How do we define that lashon? Ma, given yom a minei. I mean, look, the word minei seems to be saying that he's bringing more than one. That's tarpika amar. In which case, of course, we'd have to define the word mincha as being the generic term of all minachot, mincha. You know, like it says v'zot torata mincha. I mean, define. You can call all menachot together mincha. Like so, Torata mincha. Do we say, not look, the word mincha is singular. A person doesn't usually talk in terms of generic whole to mean mincha, so Torata mincha. It means a mincha. So when he says mine mincha, he's really saying a type of mincha. Mimine mincha, choda mincha, alai. Of the various types that are available, you know, I'd like to bring one. Tashma, mincha, min mincha, the Mishnah says is the only, seems to be the only case which would be of Yaviachat. But had you changed the language and you would have said mine mincha, because then it would have been shtai. Because I mean, otherwise you should have used the word mine right there, right? Well, no, because you could see the exact opposite from the Sefer. The Sefer says minachot or min minachot. Yavishtai, which is much, but you have to use the plural in the word mincha. Then would be telling me that if you would say the word mincha in the singular, then even if you would use mine, it would be chota. So clearly the Mishnah is not coming to address the issue of how to interrelate the use of a singular mincha with a plural Mine. So from our Mishnah, we really cannot derive anything. Let's see if we could figure it out from somewhere else. Tashma. Mean.
You didn't drop the issue?
No. It was in the two dots where it's meeting here. Yeah. No, we didn't drop it. Tashma. Min minachot alai. Yavishtei minachot b'minecha. Now, here it says use a singular min and the plural minachot. So then what you're saying is, out of a single type of minachot, I want to bring two. You bring two individual minachot, but both of them are chavat, or both of them are chesed, whereas, as the case may be. Mashma, that if you would have said minei mincha, because over here it's dafka min minachot, you would have been only chayav to bring one, because you said mincha instead of minachot. Well, I don't get that. How do you get that derivation? Dilma, maybe we should say that the opposite, that minei mincha, maybe shtei minachot mishnei minim. Well, how do you know? Maybe the word minei would in fact imply two different types of mincha, which I would have to bring from two different types. And that wasn't what the rice was coming to address. Well, no, you can't say that. Although Taniyachi, it says actually the exact opposite of that, because it says somebody says min minachot alai, as we just saw before, min minachot alai. That then is yavishtei minachot. Okay, so maybe shtei minachot be minachot. If he says minei minachot, which both of them are plural. So then he brings shtei minachot mishnei minim, because he used both words plural. But if he had only used one word, mine, plural, and mincha, he would have kept a singular, then the din would have been chod. Yet true, that's a very nice idea, except it doesn't prove anything for our case, because suppose we would assume it would be going according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, Rabbi Shimon, of course, he holds that there is a type of mincha that has two minim in it, if you wish. This is a mincha ma'afer, you can bring mefter chalas, mefter rikim. So maybe the point of this price would be to say that if you use the word mine in a minute, what you mean is a mincha of minim that has various types. And then, so that would be mechayev, you mefter chalas and mefter rikim, essentially. So Dilma Mani Rabbi Shimon, Dilma Mechsa Chalot, Mechsa Kikin Yavi. My Mine Mincha, when you use that word, which is strange, then the most reasonable explanation is types of Mincha, meaning that there is a Mincha that offers me various types. So a Mincha that is Patre Mine. But maybe indeed according to Rabbanan, which we were asking according to, who hold. There's no such thing as Mechsa Chalas Mechsa Rikikin. Somebody wants to bring Mechsa Chalas Mechsa Rikikin Lo Yavi. So then Enochinami. Maybe in that case, the din would be that he's maybe Shteimen Apot Mishneimini. It's difficult really to be Koveya from here a proof one way or the other. If it says Pirashki, I definitely said a particular type of Mincha. I just can't remember which one it was. Then Yavi Chamishkan. Then he should bring all five varieties of Menachos, Solas, Machavas, Makeshes, Rikikin, and Chalas. Now, Lechoran is very interesting in light of what we just pointed out, that the variety we've been going back a little bit of Rabbi Shimon, perhaps. Apparently, the Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Shimon. Because the Mishnah seems to be saying you can get away with bringing five Menachos. If you said Pirashti, then you're not Pirashti. Problem is that according to Rabbi Shimon, you really have a very wide range of possible menachos, because when he says mechzer chalas, mechzer rikikin, yavi, I mean that doesn't necessarily mean that's the mechzer mechzer. Four and six, three and seven. So you'd have to bring every different type in here. Did I say one chala, nine rikikin? One rikikin and nine chalas. Two chalas and eight rikikin. Maybe it was two rikikin and eight chalas. So how do you get that he brings only from Mishan, according to Rabbi Shimon? Yes.
But I couldn't, if I said, I said one, but I don't know which one.
Yeah.
I said at least one that's shalom, not some kind of mix.
Well, that is a type of mincha.
Sure.
Frank Rabbi Shimon, that is a type of insight. A mix is a single mitzvah. Remember, that was our gig all the time. Always says the same ten. I knew I shouldn't have done this. I knew Moshe Baruch would ultimately get to it. Oh my gosh, I can see Richie planning the locks already. Yeah, we have a nice team coming up.
We could add some up into the last.
The what? So the third Shabbos we have, if we finish. It's an interesting plan. I don't know. Would we be available? Dr. Feinstein will have to put off his strip. Stripper, see him, you put off his
strip.
That's probably on Shabbos. It's 10 hours early.
So
I don't know. I'm asking. Do we have takers for Siyam on the Kodesh Shabbos? Takers for Moshe Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes. Can we do a Moshe Shabbos Malav Malka for Siyam? An interesting idea.
We don't want to do it on our own. The coffee house is now open Moshe Shabbos, so we can have him do it.
Oh, that's right.
Do it all. We don't have to.
Because we have pancakes.
We need
pancakes, that's right. I'm sure if we explain to him that it's a special thing. I'm sure pancakes be okay. I could ask Siona, she might go in for a pancake. Can make a deal. All right, so Bezrat Hashem, then we leave it at that. Huh? So it is, and okay. And we will be screening. Fine. So, fine is Rabbi Uriel. I'll leave it, Rabbi Shimon. You've got to add an awful lot of possibilities over here because the Rabbi Shimon, even if he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says all of the menorahs are 10. I mean, if he holds like Rabbi Meir, it's really a disaster. Then it's 12. Then it may be, was it 11 chalas and 1 rikig? At least like this, it's only was it 10 and 9. You know, so 11 and, was it 9 and 1, you know, each one. So you have to be misapik, equal to spooky, be'arba'atar menachos. You've got 11 variations over here in this issue alone. And how are you going to get away with only 5 variations, 5 possibilities? So you're going to have to say, okay, let him bring a Minchas Seiras, let him bring a Minchas Machasher, let him bring a Minchas Machavaz, plus let him bring the 11 variations of Gulay Chalas, Kiddush HaKikin, and then the half and half. The half and half is worked with one, and then you have to go all the way through up and all the way through up on the other side. Says Abaye, no. Actually, you can work the Mishnah perfectly well according to Rabbi Shimon too. Why? Because, you see, Rabbi Shimon's shita elsewhere is that maisi umasi. In a case where a person is in a pickle and he doesn't know what it is that he's supposed to bring. Now, the case that Rabbi Shimon was referring to over there was a case in which someone was a suffik mitzera amuklat tame. And it was a question of whether he needed to bring an asham or not. Actually, it was a very complex case, but the part that we have to concentrate on is that. And according to Rabbi Shimon, he was able to bring an Asham Mitzera, which you can't, if you're not a Chayav, you can't bring, and make a Tznai on it that I will treat it as an Asham, if I'm Chayav an Asham, but it should be a Shlomim,
If it's, I'm not part of the yasha. So what he says, so what that means is that he holds that you can bring a korban that is defined according to the use, even though you don't know particularly what you're bringing. Now, if that's the case, we can do the same thing here. Because essentially what you'd be bringing is 10 chalas and 10 rakikin, which the Mishnah holds up anyway. You have to bring ezer chalas and rakikin because you were mefarish, you don't know what you're mefarish. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you make a complex tonight. If I meant 10 chalas, here's my 10 chalas. If I meant 10 rakikin, here's my 10 rakikin. If I meant 9 chalas and 1, so then one of these rakikin and 9 of these chalas are for me, and then the 9 of the rakikin and 1 of the chalas is for now and the dove. And you keep doing this. So you make 11 different tzedayim in order to make sure that you're yard. You still only have to bring the same 5 korbanos. So why can't it work out with the Rabbi Shimon? Because since the tiny Rabbi Shimon of Menemacharat Madiashamo, that next day, when he's now Roy, the next day was actually 60 days later because he had various other things. He was a Nazir, suffering Nazir coming, in which case he had to wait now until he finished his Nazirah. But if he wasn't a Nazir coming, that was the Nazir's Tyra. In order to bring his Kabbalah, he had to bring another, and a mess. But in any event, Mitzray, the 60th day, he can bring now his Arsham, and he says like this with a Luk Shema, and he says, Im Mitzorahu. If I am a mitzvah, zel hashamo, v'zel lugo. So here's the asham, this is a lukshem, the imlav. But if I'm not a mitzvah, so the asham is not an asham. I need to give it as a shami nedava. And now what I'll have to do to that asham is shchita b'tzafon, because maybe it is an asham, in which case it's kashrei kadashim, requires shchita b'tzafon. Matan b'honot, in case it's an asham, I need to take some of its blood and put it on his thumbs and so on. It requires simicha nesachim and tenufas chozav shok like a shlomim, although the truth is that we saw before that asher mitzvah is unique in meaning simicha and nesachim, so really that part isn't necessarily like shlomim, but like it could be like an asher too. Tosis points out that it's tadim to say that the chiyuv on asher mitzvah was the guy was actually a derabbanan and mashenken over would be a deraita, which meant that it would be a different type of smicha, whether it would use entire force, your body would just be a kfuye. But in any event, let's assume that that is can actually go back and forth in the sakhim tenufa. What about tenufa chai, which doesn't mention, Tosis doesn't understand why it doesn't mention that, and he was for asher mitzvah, we have the, okay. But it's being very general. And of course, the tenufas chazav shok is only shayach for the shlamim. And then it's nechal azichrekuna liyoy v'layla, even though lamaisa, if it was a shlamim that really has 2 days, of course, it would be easiest if we could turn it into a taida, because taida is also liyoy v'layla, and then at least we don't have to be mayit as man of the shlamim, which is always, we always try to do, not lola be a carbon of base absur. If we're going to have a shlamim, we're going to be treating it like an asham, then it may end up becoming nicer, because it doesn't have its full time of achila. There's no way to bring your taita, because then what do you do with the lacha? Remember, we went through in great detail trying to figure out ways, if you had a suffix, how could you end up bringing the lachme taita with a tanai? We couldn't find any solution, really, to it. Okay, so we start with bringing it as a shlami. Now, the truth is that even though hafagav, now this piece, hafagav, seems very clearly to be an insertion into the Gemara by the Rabban Tzavurai. And indeed, the Shita Mikubetza says it must be. Lamaisa Rashi is mefarish it. But one can see that it's an insert. Apagad become mefarik mar b'shchitas kot shimei m'diyom Rabbi Shimon ma'is yumatzad chatchila d'tikuni gavra. Let's put this in the parentheses then. Even though back in Shchitas Kotchim, which is actually in Chulin, in other words, in Chulin you said, I mean, rather in Zvachim you said that Rabbi Shimon only said this case of being able to bring a korban on a tznai because this poor guy is in a pickle, will never be able to be matzah and beat Kotchim if he can't come along now and bring his ash. But normally, Avo Biyam, normally, we would never allow a tznai in a case where you don't know what you have to do, unless it was already mixed. Let's say you have korbanos that are mixed up, you don't know if it's shlomi or not. So instead of throwing them out, and so to speak, waiting until they get a mumps, then you also, b'di'evet, you can do it as a chatchila, but you can't. What you're trying to say is, we should go ahead and a chatchila make a tznai. And we said in Zvachim, you can't make such a tznai, no problem. because that was, this is all part of parentheses, that was only because we were bringing animals over there. And one of the things we needed to make the time was a shlamim. And if we make it a shlamim, then we're being the mayat is man of the chila the shlamim. And that we don't want to do because it's a maybe kachum of a sapsul. But over here, by the nachas, that's totally irrelevant. It wasn't the problem of making a tanai. It was the problem of making a tanai could be given a pagam in the carbon. So that's over there we said, hadim ila gabi shlamim, dikabim mayat ba'afi latan. Because over there, Avalu Kutchum, Lebet HaPsul, we're always careful not to cause a situation which Kutchum could be brought to Psul. Avo Mincha? What would be the problem making the Tznai with people of Katkila? We never had any objections, according to Rabbi Shimon, of the Tznai per se. So even though Lamaisa, the Gemara and Zvach, was reluctant to do this, but that was because of another issue. Not because we've got problems in making Tznaim. So therefore, in this case, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. What would be wrong with simply bringing 10 talis, 10 rekikin, making the requisite tznaim, and everything would be fine. Therefore, time is a buy. I don't understand why we have to push Rabbi Shimon out of this Mishnah. The Mishnah could be doing perfectly well according to Rabbi Shimon. I'm telling you, a popular Havai of Rabbi Shimon. The only Metzachalas and Metzachikin Ravi, Yavi. Exactly how is this going to work? The guy's going to bring two separate korbanos, meaning he has to bring out of one Isarim 10 chalas, out of another Isarim 10 rekikin. And you're saying, okay, now take a tznai, and the tznai will essentially take 5 of one Isarim and 5 of another Isarim. That's a mincha. A chatz Isarim from here and a chatz Isarim from there, maybe 9/10 of an Isarim from there, 1/10 of an Isarim from here, but I don't understand. It's all very nice if you didn't have the problem needing to bring a mincha from an Isarim. So you could say, okay, you know, I'm bringing the right thing. But the bottom line is, when you make a netter to bring a mincha, it's got to be a mincha from a particular Yisorin, doesn't it? So how does that work? How come I see Yisorin echad mishnei asonot and a lug echad mishnei lug? I mean, he's bringing some of the shemen from that lug and some of the Yisorin from that Yisorin, and then he's splitting it with another mincha. True, says Abaye. But Shamir le'el Rabbi Shimon de'amar nevi Yisorin echad mishnei asonot v'lug echad mishnei lug in yatsa. You're right. But there is, in fact, a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that holds it. You would be yotzei in doing such a thing. So in this case, when you're a pickle, what's to prevent me from making it tonight, just like that? Well, even if so, by the way, actually, I don't know where this is. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. But there is, there's an interesting or Sameach that brings this, brings a Tosefta, that if his change in the gears in the Tosefta is correct, is the marker for Rabbi Shimon. No, but he uses this Gemara as a raya to his, which he arrived at from another point of view, that it should be changed. So it works out very well, because that would be the reason Rashi didn't know it, if there's another Gerson himself, but then this would be the marker in the Gemara. In any event, so you'd be Yotze. Okay, says Rabbi, even so, how would you do Kmitza? You got a real problem with the Kmitza. Let's say if you're bringing 5 and 5, what did you have to do? Remember, you're poaching into little pieces, right? And you mix them in one in the bisna, and then you take mechsa. So your kmita has rekikin and has chalas. But now what you're going to do is obviously going to have to do a separate kmita on your one mincha, which is all chalas, and another kmita on your all rekikin. And now what? You can't do more than one kmita. What are you going to do? So mikma teka kamitz. No, you make it tonight. You say like this: I chalais lechudayo v'rekikin lechudayo amri. If what I had said was separate chalas or separate rekikin, so then fine. So then the kamitz and mikhalas lavi achalas. So whatever I'm taking now, my kamitz on the chalas should be on the chalas. The kamitz and the rekikin should be on the rekikin. I mechza rekikin and mechza chalas amri. If what I had said was some type of mixture. So, okay, the part that I'm being kamitz from the chalas should be on that part of the chalas that are mixed with the mechza rekikin, and the part that I'm taking from the kamitza of the rekikin should be on the part of the rekikin which are mixed with the mechza chalas. What? By mikvitz chad kamitz, the chalas and the rekikin, how can you do that? Now, you have to take one kamitz. We said before that you mix them together, and after petita, and then you have a kamitza that takes both. And over here he's not doing that. Here he's being tamed from chalas on rekikin, and from rekikin on chalas. What's going on over here? So, Shamina le Rabbi Shimon the Yama, him come out all about the other Echrash and the other. Remember that Rabbi Shimon said the Pharish before. If Labaisa, the guy does commit and ends up with a handful of chalas in a Mechter chalas, Mechter Akikin, or vice versa, it's kosher anyway. So it doesn't really have to be prorated. So that means that he doesn't care if a kmitza was kulay from the challah's component on the, even if it was one challah out of nine, connected nine rikiki. And he takes all challahs. So what's so bad?
He's pulling from a mixture. He's not pulling from one species.
But this is a mixture.
It's
an intellectual mixture. That's what it is.
You've got to stick your hand into a mixture.
No. Maybe not. Since he says it's not, so that's what we're saying. Why should you have to stick your hand into a mixture?
If you come out with one type, okay, but you stuck your hand into a mixture.
In this case, you created a mixture.
You got your mustard.
You got two hands, but the mixture unfortunately separated out into your two hands. It can happen, especially if you keep it separate. So in other words, as long as you took from the minva, it's good. So okay, so what's the difference? So Shamina Leiter Rebbe Shimon the Amrim Kamatz Vela Miyada Meyachad Al Shnei Miyatsa. Okay, fine. I let you get away with murder, but what are you going to do with the Meitzer Shana? Because in the case we have Meitzer Chalas and Meitzer Rikikin, so then what you do is, remember the Rikikin, you're Moshiach on top. The Chalas are all, the oil goes into them completely. So now, the rest of it, if you have a mixture, we said before that the Meitzer Shana Machzir L'Chalas. Now in this case, what are you going to do? You said take the bais of shemen and put them on collars of a different minhag. So how are you going to handle the shemen? And we said, ha'ikamais of shemen, he mechts the collars and mechts the kikin, omar bais of shemen machzir le collars. Mashain came, what do you do with the minhag of tzkulay rekikin? After you do the mashicha, the rest is given to the kohanim. And he kula rekikin, if what he had said was all rekikin, then the din is that the bais of shemen is nechal akayani. Well, we'll have to say that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, then we should be Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. He disagrees with the way we had the approach of Rabbi Shimon before. And in fact, he says, Moshvan Kaminsky, Umotah Hashem, and Nechalakonim, that there is no din of Machzir Lechalos, even a Mechzachalos, Mechzachalakikin. And even if you do Mechzachalos, Mechzachalakikin, after you do your Chiyavanit, you take the rest and give it to the Kohanim Kikin. You're not Machzir Lechalos, even though it's a mixture. So the Kohen Yair works out perfectly. We treat the 10 Rikikin the way we always treat Rikikin. Because it's always the same anyway, even if it would have been 5 Rikikin, or 9 Rikikin, or 1 Rikikin, it's always the same. The leftover is given to the Kohen. So do your Mashiach and give the leftover to the Kohen, even if it was all Rikikin, it would give to the Kohen, even if it was Mitzvah Rikikin, it would give it to the Kohen. So that works out. Amalei Rav Kana Rav Ashi. How about the Chal? I mean, don't we have a problem in the mission? Which says a total of 5 Menachos. I thought we said before that if you want to bring the Minchas Nesachim, you bring in the Minchas Nesachim. Wouldn't that acquaint everybody? So what happens to that? Why don't you have to bring 6 Nesachim? Because the guy doesn't remember what he said, maybe he said the Minchas Nesachim. Well, you go to the book of the Minchas Nesachim, the Amar Rava, Rava said to give Reishneim, we see. And Mishnah of the Minchas Nesachim, B'chol Yom. Come on, kikam istapikle babigla yachid, babigla tzibur lo mistapke lukka. I mean, a guy who says, I wanted to bring a carbon. I mean, what type of, the truth is, there's 2 girsos here. 1 girs in Rashi is mashma, that the point is, because he says, vada yodeya shalom nadra. A guy knows, he knows that he didn't make such a nether. The Rambam definitely doesn't say that. He says that wasn't included in the suffix. And indeed, there's another girsa that the Bach brings over here, the Vaday no da. It's clear to us, in which case it's Zomachlokas, it's clear to us, when a person says Pirashti, that the area that's open to him, that he's thinking about, is the area of norms. The moment he would have gotten into something that is not a norm, it's not, there's no list. Take a look here. Minchas Adov, it doesn't say anything about it. You'd have to go take a look in the Minchas Nesachim for a tzibur and then figure out that the Yochid could use it. And then you'd have to remember that it was 3 Lugat Hashem and not 1 Lugat Hashem, that there's no commitment, that a thing can be back. And to say the guy doesn't remember Maturash, it's just unreasonable. So the only subject that we have is Ba'Biglal Yachid. The lists of menachos that are brought by Yaakov, not bodeglat zibur, lo mistapkele, kikom mistapkele bodeglat zma. Something that a type of carbon that is normally mentioned is coming on its own, not something that's mentioned in context, are coming with a zevach, and now there's also a mincha attached. This guy's a big lamdan. He figures out he can bring it separately. It's not reasonable that that's what he made and that's what he doesn't remember. And kikom istapkele to una levena. Here he's thinking about a mincha. Mincha means seila, shema, levena. Here what he's thinking about bringing a mincha sasach is weird. It's not levona mincha sasach. Shema to una levena lo mistapkele. Kikom istapkele bo belog. He's thinking about a classic mincha. Mincha is a lug shema with a disarn. He's not thinking about something that requires three lugin. Let me stop today. He comes and starts doing a kmitza. He's thinking about his mincha with his kmitza, with the shirayim, with the kayanim. He's got the whole thing planned out. He's not really thinking about something that's put on the mizbeach completely. She ain't doing a kmitza. No, come and stop today. So all of these are not nichmas l'tok, the problem. It's something that he would undoubtedly have remembered. Fine. All right. Richard, what are we going to do?
I'm going to go to the hospital.